Ace.
Yeah.
Are you thirsty, man?
I have a little surprise for you this episode, and yes, I am thirsty.
All right.
Here it comes. Let's crack some beers open, and we'll get to talking.
Sounds good.
Oh. And 3, 2, 1.
After a week of waiting, it's time to start podcasturbating.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Podcastivating. This is Ace. Your mic is off, and go.
And this is your stupendous friend pal, Herm. I forgot what I was doing.
Hi, Herm.
You know what it is? I got excited because I had the bottle between my legs. That's not why. And I was trying to open it, and I couldn't get it, and it was making me laugh because you were looking right at me.
And we were like running out of time with the theme song, so I'm like trying to go, and then I forgot to turn your mic on, so I apologize for
that. We should just have a longer theme song.
If this is your first time listening to Podcastivating, thank you for tuning in. You can listen a number of different ways. Did you know that, Herm?
Yeah.
You can listen on iTunes, where all our episodes are cataloged there. You can also leave a rating and review while you're there.
Yeah, please do.
You can listen. You can stream the show on Stitcher Smart Radio. It's an app for cell phones. If you want to interact with the show, you can follow us on Twitter at Podcastivating. You can also follow us on Instagram at Podcastivating, if I can say it right. It's kind of like a tongue twister.
At Podcastivating at Twitter.com.
Okay, Herm had a hemorrhage in his brain just then. You can also like the show on facebook.com/podcastivating. We love the interaction. And remember, if you have a story, a weird story, a news story, a funny list, a would you rather submission, you can always email them to podcastivating@gmail.com. How's your week been, Herm?
My week's been pretty good, my man. How about yours?
My week's been pretty good. I've been thinking about that intro, like just trying to get it down to like the necessities, the bare necessities.
I was just gonna say that you're getting very good at it.
Thank you.
I mean, much. I've been here with you for every time that you've done it, and it's nice to see where you're at now.
Thank you very much.
You know, practice makes perfect, buddy.
Touche. Where are you at right now? How's your week been?
My week is pretty good. I'm trying to think of really exciting things that I've done.
Last
night. My friend, I went to go see a friend's band play. They're called Mild Things, and it's our friend Chris Salucci, whose father does the podcast.
Yes.
Went to go see his band play, and they're called Mild Things, and I made their t-shirts for them. Like, I silk screened them and stuff. So what I do is I sell, and I'm like the little merch dude, aka just put it on a table and take everyone's money. And not that they're flying off the tables.
Take them. We don't have enough.
It's like when you go to the thrift store and for $5, you can fill up a big garbage bag filled with whatever you want.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You can do it with clothes. You can't throw like, I don't know, play school toys in it.
But you can do it close.
Hell yeah.
That's cool. I had no idea that you could do that.
It depends on the thrift store, obviously. You know, some restrictions.
Don't go into your thrift show and be like, I heard on a podcast for $5. You just slam $5 on the counter and then you just start throwing things in a bag and walked out.
See ya.
And we just got robbed.
Cleared out a lot of inventory.
Thank the Lord.
Oh, but I went to go see a friend's band play. So
I'm sorry, that was Mild Things.
Mild
not
things.
Wild Things.
No.
But the W got flipped.
Exactly. Mild. That's really things. Funny. They're dyslexic.
Yeah. Things Mild.
So what I do is I printed them all on white shirts. So the t-shirts are $5.
Yep.
But for another $5, I'll draw.
It's exactly twice as much money to get you to draw.
I didn't even tell you what I would
I'm
do.
I'm sorry. Your markup is ridiculous. Tell the people what you're charging for.
Are you serious?
Keep going.
Okay. So I'm really offended right now.
Go.
So $5 for the t-shirt and then another $5 and I'll draw whatever you want on the shirt.
Rocket ship penis.
Did it. Last night
I drew
Bart Simpson with stony eyes holding a dildo.
Wow.
With his bare feet.
Can these be seen on our Instagram? Can you put those up for the people?
Yes, definitely. Good. We can do it. You know what? We'll give that shirt away.
Well, you have the shirt?
I have it. I still have it.
Who paid the $5 for that and didn't get the shirt?
That one I was waiting. I wanted like to give a little taste. You know when you're like outside and you throw some chum to the sharks to get their attention? That was me. I was chumming the fuck out of that shirt.
People you were chumming in public?
Yeah. Chumming in public.
He's just chumming. Chumming.
But you know, so I'm throwing the chum out there and they're coming up to me like, oh, wow, that's pretty fun.
Yeah? Wow.
Yeah. So I drew, and basically what I do is I always work the Mild Things logo into whatever I'm drawing.
Did you do I'm sorry, this is visual and listeners have noted what I'm talking about. I'll put it on the Instagram. There's a Mild Things with like a sandwich.
That's
like,
mine.
You drew that? I do like that one. That should be like a sticker.
You
for
like that
or
one?
Yeah.
That was sweet, right?
I like that. So who makes the shirts?
Me.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah. So for his band. This is your roommate, right?
Well, he made it, and then I just printed it for him.
What did he make, exactly?
He just made, like, well, it's just words.
Yeah, he just words. I know, if you don't know what I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, our podcast would love some shirts, but instead you're making it for some fucking two-bit band.
All right, we'll definitely have podcast
not shirts.
That
band.
Is not a... That is not
so
a...
So if I make you words...
Absolutely.
If I make you words for like the logo, you could print them on a shirt, right?
Yeah. I could do that.
Wait, are you using like good screen printing ink, or are these people going to wash the shirt and then the words are gone?
No, this just one, this drawing. One I made with the same ink.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and this is really old.
Oh, he's wearing a shirt that has a skull on it, and it's looks like a legit nice shirt, and you made it.
Hell yeah.
Why don't we have shirts?
We'll get shirts, I promise, right after everybody gets their sticker.
It's coming, I swear. We had an issue with the sticker company, Stickers R Us.
Nice, Stickers R Us company. Is fucking us, man. Don't give them money.
Damn the man.
You know, StickersRUs.com's like, what the fuck, podcasturbating?
Herm, I need you to do something for me.
What's that?
I need you to not drink any more of that beer.
Really?
Okay, just stop drinking it.
I'm like halfway done with it.
No, you're not.
It's really good.
Neck is empty. You've still got a lot of
that's
beer left.
Practically most of it.
Well, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, no.
So you're going to sit there while we get into what are we drinking? All right, so here's your surprise, Herm. My back is to Herm right now. He has no idea what I'm holding. I walked out of the room, came back, have
wait,
something in my
on.
Hand.
Let me take a picture.
This will be on our Instagram at podcastmitting. He has no idea what I have in my hand. I'm going to turn around and show you right now.
It's a gun. Goodbye, Mom. Everybody, can you take whatever you want? Boom. That'd be fucking crazy. That would suck to die, but that would be awesome for that to happen.
That'd
it's recorded.
Cool.
You release it as the 57th podcast. You fucking kill me. Could you imagine? Oh, the most downloaded
episode.
We get
so many downloads.
Fuck
that
yeah,
might be worth it.
Yeah, dude. I'll
It'll be the last episode, though. Maybe I could do some from prison when I write a book.
If we're both like 120 and we're doing this, and I'll be like, just
I'll kill you. Like, if we don't have
right
more listeners than we do right now, like, we're 120 years old. We haven't got one since 2014. Fucking killing you, Herm. The best part is we're in an old person home, and like, we're just talking into spoons.
Listen to us. Oh, yeah, that'd be even better.
This is another week of podcast debating. This is Ace.
And this is your friend, pal, Herman.
And the orderly is just like, it's so cute. For 50 years, they've been talking into those spoons. I think they have something called a podcast, something that was in the early 2000s.
So basically,
I just my gift
Ace just hands me a mug, a pint glass. Yep. But first, I see the pint glass you have is an Angry Orchard one, and it has this really cool tree on it.
That's not
and
a surprise, though.
And I was like, oh, yeah, you got me in a glass. And then he hands me this other one without a cool tree
but
on it.
But what does it have on it? It
has a mustache.
Nice.
Okay, so I'm like, all right, that's still kind of neat. And then... And then I was about to be like, yo, the fucking glasses are dirty, man. So basically, Ace just handed
what?
Me
do you know what it is?
A honey rimmed
yep.
with
sugar
and cinnamon.
Yep.
on the rim of the glass.
Yes. What are we drinking this week?
Ace picked up the beers this time. So do you want me to continue?
Yeah.
All right. So Ace picked up our second pumpkin beer of the month of October for our episode.
Up until Halloween, we're drinking pumpkin beers.
Oh, man, I'm excited. It's from the Shipyard Brewing Company, and it's called Pumpkinhead. Very clever. You know, you can't go wrong with that. It's a really cool-looking label. It's blue and orange, which is Met colors. How could you not? And it has a... It's like a statue that you would see in a park where
yep.
it's like a general riding a horse,
yep.
and they pop the pumpkin on top of his head.
Might be Paul Revere or
and
something.
He's holding a beer in his hand. It's pretty tasty.
Yeah, you've had it without the rim so far.
Yeah, it's really good. It is ale with natural flavor added.
Yeah, natural flavor. Doesn't say what flavor, but it's got natural flavor. We assume pumpkin. I really like Shipyard Pumpkin Head. It's actually a big standard, at least around here. Shipyard Brewery. Now I need you to try it with the honey rim. I made this right before you came in.
My mustache, man.
That's all right. You're going to do it for the show.
Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it smells really good. Doesn't really do anything for me.
Really?
Hold on, let me take another sip. Nope, there it is. Thanks, dude.
All right, so you just took your first, there wasn't head. You have to get beer, and you have to get an ample amount of honey and cinnamon.
It's pretty cool. The first sip, I didn't really get a good lick, if I may. But this
a good
one,
lick of the rim?
I did very good this time.
And you have to do it with like specific shipyards, a big one that they do it with at the bars.
Oh, is that why you bought it like that?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Because it's like, it has to be not a super sweet beer. Like, it is sweet, but it's not crazy sweet.
The big thing I noticed with this one and most pumpkin beers I've had is it's very light.
Mm-hmm. It is very light, for sure. But, yeah, I like it with the rim.
Yeah,
I
just, it's good.
You're the reason that I did this, because you reminded me that I could do it at home last week. I didn't think you could, never thought about it. Now, pro tip, every sip you take, you got to turn the glass a little bit.
Every sip you take.
I love you, Biggie.
Every Biggie,
it's Puffy.
You go. You don't go. Sting.
I don't.
Go,
I mean, he's in the. It's the Sting police? In the song. Yeah, that's Sting in the song.
All right, let's continue. It's pretty good.
It's my first time making a honey rim thing, so
it's good.
I hope it's a good rim job.
Before when I smelt that, I thought it was the cinnamon, but it's the beer. It has like a really distinct smell.
Yeah, you should be smelling everything you drink.
This is amazing.
So anyway,
we
are
smell everything you drink.
No.
Oh.
We are drinking Shipyard Pumpkin Ale, as Herm said. So I hope you enjoy it.
I do enjoy
There's
it. I hope you enjoy
fridge.
It. Thanks, buddy.
Cheers.
Oh. All right. But yeah, to go back to what we were talking about before with the mild, what I did in my week. So I went to go see the Mild Things band, Chris's band. And so I made the shirts.
They're a Destiny's Child rock cover band, right?
Oh, could you imagine?
Can you pay my bills? Oh. Can you pay my telephone bills? Oh. Can you pay my automobiles?
Is that a song?
Make me want to chill. Yeah.
Is that a Destiny's Child song?
Yeah. You don't know it?
Pay your bills?
Yeah. You don't know that song?
No.
All right. Before we get into the story, someone out there is like, yes, they're about to play Destiny's Child.
I don't know a Destiny's Child song. I've seen Destiny's
Survivor.
Child.
Oh. I watched it, I go.
At first we started at Raccoon.
Beyonce.
I don't know.
Taking me places I ain't never been.
This is like their first hit.
Now you're getting comfortable.
It looks familiar, like the video.
Well, it's and if you don't remember Destiny's Child, it's Beyonce. Not Beyonce. Not Beyonce.
No, it's
and
Kelly Rowland. Oh, Kelly Rowland is so
she is really hot.
The
you believe how far she's came?
Yeah, she...
You don't know who that name, that girl. You don't. Hey, Kelly Rowland. Let's skip a hello to the chorus where I was talking about.
No.
You can't say no. It is a song.
Oh, I know it's a song, but it doesn't
no,
recognize
not.
It.
You and me are through.
Yeah, what is that other girl's name?
No one cares.
What was
these? Well, these two you don't know. There's also Michelle, who's like, she came later. Oh, I don't know why we're talking about like the history of this child. So anyway, the band.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So I go to see the band. I feel bad because I keep reiterating the story. In case you were just tuning in.
Beyonce interrupted.
No, I didn't mean it like that, man. But in case you're just tuning in.
Yeah.
Saw the band, had the shirt.
That's
so, okay,
almost impossible.
So, all right, here we go. Here we go. This is what I remember.
Okay.
That you insulted me. The shirts were $5.
Oh, uh-oh.
And then for another $5, $10 total. $10 total. You get a personalized shirt of whatever you want.
And you must draw it with more t-shirt ink, like a nice, like...
No, I just Sharpies.
Yeah, a Sharpie and a white shirt.
Oh, dude, but they look awesome.
I could do that for free.
Oh, but okay, so basically, you know, it's a hard sell. I'm like, for another five... And somebody goes, I'll take a shirt. I go, you know, for another $5, I'll draw whatever you want on it. And I'm like wearing a shirt that I drew and all this shit. And they're like, okay. I go, but I'll be like, it's whatever
you want.
Damn,
they just forked down $5 for like some band shirt. They don't even want to do that, obviously.
No. And they're like, these are shitty t-shirts
like, you know what,
I bought at the dollar store.
Oh, yeah, but they look good. I mean, you did a good job doing the...
Thank you.
Yeah. But then the drawings, it's like, yeah, fuck it. I just want to throw my money down the well here.
Dude, people were all over. Once one person did it, everybody wanted it. I made $50 that night.
Wow, you sure it's like the iPhone?
I know, it's like the iPhone.
Have to get it. If the iPhone had, you know, five people in line.
Yeah, my shit's so hot that another company would make mocking advertisements about me.
And there was like...
That's how hot my shit is.
Were there other people trying to...
But to wrap up the t-shirt story.
Yeah.
So
they'd have a big ending here.
So this girl came up.
Oh, all right.
Without a shirt.
On?
She needed to buy a shirt.
What was she wearing, a bra?
Yeah, just a bra.
Imagine she was just boobs.
Somebody stole her shirt on the street.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I could not believe it. She just comes in.
That's crazy. So
shirtless.
Did you give her a free shirt?
Absolutely not. She didn't get her money stolen, you know? So she buys the shirt, and I go, listen,
good logic.
Another five.
You should have been like, oh my God, did they get your wallet? And she's like, no, they didn't. Good, good. Because these are $10.
Yeah, this shit ain't free.
This is four. You should have been like, this is $45. She's like, what do you mean? It says five. For you, you need it. Do you need a shirt bad?
Yeah.
$45, man.
Supply and demand, honey. So
you have people outside stealing people's shirts.
That would be a fucking ratchet. Can you imagine, like, I got shirts right here.
I got shirts. Did you just get your shirts on?
How convenient.
How did you know? Just a guess.
I'm picturing a bunch of shirtless women with the only shirt that's available. It's 2 o'clock in the morning somewhere.
It's a mild,
and it's like,
things t-shirt.
No, it says something totally terrible. Like, I shit on the floor. People are like,
I had to buy it. I had to buy it. Didn't want to be topless.
So the girl comes in and she's like, I need a shirt. She didn't have one. Yada, yada, yada. So I go, I'll draw on it. I go, what do you want me to draw on it? She goes, something American. So I just go, all right. I go,
where was she from?
She was from America.
Oh.
But she was thinking.
Weird. I thought she was like, can I have something American?
That would have been fun.
Like, Borat. No, that's not who that was. Something American.
So I go, she goes, something American. I go, I got you. I said, a bald eagle.
A fat guy.
I said, I say a bald eagle. In one town, he's holding a beer. In the other town, he's holding a board with a nail in it. She goes, I don't like beer. I go, all right, no beer. He's carrying a Bruce Springsteen record.
What?
She goes,
I like how you're workshopping the idea with the customers.
I'm literally
before you, you're not like just like, I'm gonna go for it.
And then yeah, why, you know, you get the $5 gets you all of that attention.
True,
as well.
Too shy.
So if you're shy. So, and then I go, you know, Bruce Springsteen record. She goes, I don't like Bruce Springsteen. I go, well, then what do you want in this talent? And she goes, let me think about it. So I see this $5 walking away.
Oh,
I go,
you're come, like, no.
I go, come on back. How about a bald eagle carrying an American flag?
Nice.
She goes, I love it.
And that was a girl that had a bra on and no shirt.
That's the one.
So she's being picky. Be like, ma'am, everyone's looking at you.
Yeah.
You might want to like Bruce Springsteen this
That's
time.
A terrible looking bra.
She didn't like your idea so much that she was just going to continue being topless. Wow.
Wow. I guess she really That's didn't like fucked. Bruce Springsteen or yeah. beer.
Sorry, Bruce Springsteen and or beer. It was, quick.
Yeah.
I want you to name, I'm going to name some ethnicities or some cultures.
Oh, good.
And you name the first thing that comes to mind.
Oh, you. All right. I hope this gets edited.
American.
Pizza.
Scottish.
Accent.
Irish.
Dreers. Beers.
Dreers?
Dreers. I meant to say Dreers. Drinks. Drinks and beers meant together.
Beers. Okay.
I'm really nervous to
English.
Play this game. Cheerio.
Nice. Australian.
Good eye, mate.
So it's just catchphrases?
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on. Australian. Outback.
Okay, the steakhouse or the Outback?
No, the steakhouse.
Texas.
Texas, big hats.
Big hats?
Yeah, they wear those big hats, the cowboy hats.
It's a big hat. It's funny because it's a big hat. Canadian. Canada.
Oh, maple leaves.
All right. Iceland.
Iceland, Bjork.
I thought you were going to say ice or like, I thought that was the one I was not, no, you weren't going to have anything. China.
I picture those little symbol hats.
What?
That like Raiden wears in Mortal Kombat.
Yes. Oh, like the
yeah, it looks like a
triangle
symbol.
Hat.
Yeah.
It looks like a symbol, I guess. That's true. I thought you meant like a hat with a symbol on it, like a hashtag.
Yeah, it's got a hashtag. You know, this has hashtags on it.
You see the pound symbol?
It says YOLO.
Let me think. Africa.
Africa, Ebola.
That had to be. Yeah. I mean, if you guys aren't watching the news, unfortunately and very sadly, there is an Ebola thing going on right now. And back to the game. Chris is trying to remember more countries or states. California.
Go Bunga Bro surfing.
New Mexico.
Tacos.
South America.
Soccer.
Spain.
Wine.
Wow. You're a cultured mother.
Well, I was thinking of why.
Portland.
Portland. The 90s people.
Oh, cool. So keep going. You were saying?
Oh, I was thinking of Ernest Hemingway.
Colorado.
Damn it. Weed.
I feel so in control right now. I can stop you from talking and make you answer. Wow. Nice. Well done. Well done. Bravo. When I said Scottish, the first thing I thought of, Braveheart.
Oh, I went accent.
Yeah. That was a fun little game.
That was fun.
It didn't get racist, which is nice.
I thought
it was gonna.
I didn't know what was going to happen.
You were like, I'm nervous.
Well, I thought you
didn't know what you were going to say.
I thought you were just going to spit something out, and I was going to be like, oh, shit.
Imagine if I spit out some country, and you just, the most racist slur came out.
Oh, my God.
We're both like, damn.
You're like China, and I'm like, rice.
You thought of something else.
But I guess it's not bad. They have rice.
They have rice. They're good with rice.
It's worse that like I think that that's wrong.
Yes.
I picture that fucking that Office episode when he's like, Oscar, is there anything I can call you besides Mexican? And he's like, why?
I'm Mexican. It's like, well, it's not very PC. But no, you skirted through. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, man.
That was a fun little game.
All right, ready? Here we go.
Wait. For what? Me?
I'm going to do it to you.
Oh, boy.
All right, ready? I'm going to name some countries.
God, I just made the racial slur joke, so they're all in my head. I don't want to say them. Go.
Timbuktu.
Backpack.
Greenland.
Icy. Oh, yeah. Because it's the opposite.
Australia.
Kangaroo.
Hawaii.
Laid.
Nice.
Yeah.
Maine.
Lobster roll.
Nice. Massachusetts.
Home. New Jersey.
Florida.
When I say New Jersey, you think of Florida?
You say potato.
Disney. I was just there.
Oh, nice. Florida.
Disney.
Massachusetts.
Home.
All right, I lose.
Can't think of more places.
I can't.
That's fucked up. That's what's funny is like when someone you know or have heard of has taken a citizenship test, they ask questions that we don't know. Like name all 50 state and capitals. Yeah. It's like, most of us couldn't do that.
I saw a lady the other day. She was dressed to the nines. She looked so nice. She was sitting on the train. She had a little American flag in her hand. And she had
and
a little
she ripped
card.
It.
Oh, God, you imagine she's fucking tips it on fire on the train.
She looks dead in your eyes and rips it.
She's like,
fuck you.
But she had a little card that was like, welcome to America. So I huh. And it's something, and underneath it was like a citizen.
Does she think she's folder? The Statue of Liberty? Oh. So we paused the podcast real quick because we had to refill these beers. And usually it's just like handing each other another beer and opening it.
Yeah.
And we never have to stop. But this time I had to actually re-sugar the rim and, you know, cinnamon it and put honey on it. It's a big to-do.
When you take the bottle and you put it in the honey and you move it over to the cinnamon. And what do you get? Dessert, boys.
It's good stuff.
Dig in.
Delicious. Refreshing. Very refreshing.
Very refreshing.
So we were talking about the immigration lady on the train.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, real quick, because I like the listener. I have no idea what you're talking about. She had a sign that said "Welcome to America."
No, it was like a little card.
And she was handing it out to people.
Yeah.
But like, what if we were from America?
She was not. It was a card, like a greeting card.
Oh, like she had just
not like a business card.
I was okay in the New York subway. And I'm sure any subway. There's people that just like try to give stuff away. Like this is a thing like about Jesus or a thing about, you know, ban big sodas or something. Like they hand them out on the train. So I'm thinking she's standing there like welcoming who she thinks is an immigrant. She's like making that judgment call. And she's like, welcome to America. And someone's like, I lived in the Bronx.
You look different. Here you go.
Exactly. It's like the most, she thinks she's being, like, it's like some white chick, we're white, we could say that. Some white chick who's on the thing, like dressed up really nice. Like she's very like, hello, like Legally Blonde kind of girl. Uh-huh. And she's like, thinks she's doing like something really nice. She's like, you know, people don't say hello to the, like the people that come from other countries. So I'm going to go on the train and I'm going to give them all a little greeting card that says, welcome to America. And then she's going up.
My God, that is the most greatest idea I've ever heard.
I'm like, pretty much I'm a philanthropist.
You totally are.
Thank you. And then she goes on the train and she's just anyone that looks not white. She's just like, welcome to America.
What the fuck is this?
It's welcome to America. It's saying thank you for coming to, do you understand me? Coming to your country, to America.
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, like, but where were you? No, but where'd you come from like last year to get here?
Trenton.
Oh, so you're American?
Very much so.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Can I have that back? Goes to another lady. Hello. And everyone on the train is just like, what is this racist bitch doing?
Sorry, I fucking blew that segment for you, man. I was trying to, I couldn't think of anything.
You were enjoying your beer. You were taking sips of your beer.
I have honey all over my face.
If you don't know, Herm has a big red beard, and I don't have any beard, and I don't struggle with life of a beard. Like getting food in it or
there's
getting honey
or like toothpaste gets in it a lot.
Really?
Like right, like it's like right by my
lips.
That's
interesting.
That sounds so gross. Right by my lips, it'll just get stiff. I'm like, oh shit, I didn't wash it enough.
Wow, the problems of having a beard.
But it's easy.
What most women and me will never understand.
Never ever.
So I found a news story on Examiner.com.
Examiner?
Yeah.
All right.
Women.
Examining this website. Thought. Damn.
This thought.
Fun.
Woman buried alive. Screams from grave, scramble cemetery staff to dig up coffin.
Stop right there.
The headlines are never good sentences.
Wait, let me try it. Woman buried alive, screams from grave, scramble cemetery staff to dig up coffin.
It's a bad sentence.
Let me fix it. Women buried alive, period. I don't know why they have a colon there. Maybe our grammar listeners could do it.
Grandma listeners.
Grammar.
What about a grandma? Grandma Grammar.
You've done the wrong pronunciation there, Sonny. Screams from grave, comma.
Causes
cemetery. Oh, they must be.
Causes cemetery staff to scramble and dig up coffin. But the story is, woman buried alive, she screams from grave, and she causes the cemetery staff to scramble and dig her up.
Okay.
It's not a happy story, so let's figure that out real quick.
How much of their own shit do they pick up from the ground?
Who?
If you are a cemetery worker and you're walking your beat and you're, oh,
I thought you mean they shit like every night and they're like, no. She's under all this shit.
I had a bad way of saying shit.
They're like, damn, they have to have pounds of shit to
God, boys, I'm hearing a scream from the ground. Hey, who is it? It's that grave we keep shitting in.
Damn it. Why that one?
I think she's either A, pissed the fuck off that we've been shitting on her for 2 weeks.
What's the second?
Or there was a bit of oxygen being let into it and she's alive.
All right. And now we need to dig up our grave.
Oh, boy. What a pickle.
Cemetery workers and mourners at a cemetery panicked when they heard muffled screams and banging, don't read the story, from inside a coffin that had just been put in the ground and covered with dirt and or shit.
Does it say does it say anything about like how long she was in there?
The coffin laid under 6 feet of freshly packed dirt.
Holy fuck.
But the frantic sounds indicated the 45-year-old woman who was inside was still very much alive, according to BBC News on September 26th.
Oh, my God.
The workers at the Greek cemetery scrambled to unearth the coffin and get the woman out, as she was alive and had very little air in the small coffins. Oh, you'll get why I read that wrong. She was alive and had very little air in the small confines of a coffin. Mourners from another funeral called the police and jumped in to help.
How fucking crazy is that? There's fucking somebody buried alive. Dig! Dig! I see fucking 8 people. They're all crying. They're over it.
Someone's under there. And someone in the back going, what about Mary? We're here for Mary. Yeah. She's dead.
Know they're like, this is a sign that Mary wants us to dig her up.
Dig! Well, Mary's still above ground.
Do you think?
It was at one funeral that heard the noise, left that funeral and was like, oh my God. What if they heard, help me, help me. And they were like, oh my God, mom's alive. And then they like opened up her casket. Oh no, she's still dead. It's coming from over there.
Oh.
So sad.
Would you rather?
What?
You had a funeral for your cousin. It wasn't that cousin that you really
had. Yeah, but I liked him enough.
Okay, so they were cool. They were family, no?
Yeah.
So you're at that funeral.
Your family.
You hear a sound, you're like, oh my God, something like that. And you go, oh my God, it's fucking cousin Steven. It's cousin Steven.
Oh my God.
All right, would you rather open up his casket to find out that it's cousin Steven alive? Side note.
Okay.
Cousin Steven died in an explosion. So he's just body parts.
Closed casket.
Yeah.
Guts in a mouth going.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Ugh. Or it wasn't his coffin, it was somebody else alive.
Somebody else's coffin, of course.
Really?
Because he's not... Either way, it's like, wow, we can't do anything.
Okay.
She's in pieces.
No, it's cousin Steven. It's his head. His head is alive. So he's like, hey, yo, thank you. I'm totally cool. I'm just a head now.
But what about the rest of him?
He's all right. He's just a head.
He can survive?
Yeah.
All right. That'd be kind of cool.
He's just a head.
Because like me and cousin Steven can go to the bar.
Alive?
Because like if he's going to stay alive, it's just a severed head.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm good with that.
How are you going to hang out with him? How are you going to go to the bar with him? You got to feed him the beer.
Yeah, that's fine. Right. But then every time I see a girl, he's on my left, right? But I'm leaning in so she can't see what's behind me. And then I look to my right and some girl's in. I'm like, yo, how about some head? You want some head? And she's like, what? And then I turn around and grab Steven and he goes, hey, what's up, girl?
This isn't a fucking amazing book or comic book or movie or short or something like that.
It's basically like Weekend at Bernie's, but with a head.
Yes. Now you see the head is your best friend.
Yeah.
He dies. Okay. Whoa. It's you and me. I die.
Oh, good.
Okay. I die.
Weird response.
You go to my funeral. My whole family's crying.
It's a funeral.
Everyone is sad.
If it's for Herm, it's a funeral.
I want to have a good time.
Yeah.
There's like 10 people there.
Of course.
And you hear the noise, but you open it up, and it's me. It's my severed head. And
hey, I'm like, Herm.
Yo, what's up? But I'm like real chill about it.
You're just like, whoa.
I'm like, what's up, man? My God, that was fucking crazy. I'm like a stoner head.
Herm, dude, your body's gone.
What?
Yeah,
how am I
down.
Holding this microphone?
It's built into your throat now.
But imagine you like bring it. That would be weird. It comes out. You just hang out with me at the bar and stuff, yeah, and it's just dude, like you're like, whoa.
I'd sit you on the bar top. I'd give you like a motorcycle helmet.
Oh.
I'd put different hats on you. You couldn't say shit about it.
That's true.
And I would just, you'd just be like, all right, man, let's go. And I'd just have to grab you, throw you in my bag like a bowling ball. And
oh, my God. Coming to CBS this fall.
A man gets head. They always have those cheesy names on like those shows.
Yeah.
One guy, one head.
What are you
going
to do?
No, one guy, two heads.
I think that we're onto something.
Two friends newly living together in an apartment this fall on NBC. You have Ace, a 20-something-year-old professional, goes around life living it like every other man in New York City. But then an unexpected friend pops back up. And Ace starts to get ahead of everybody else.
Oh, take my money. That's so good.
Herm, his severed head friend, and him will embark on a journey this fall that will keep everyone in their chairs saying,
wait, this fall, yeah, the heads are gonna roll. And then you see me rolling.
Badoonka, doonka, doonka. Oh. And I'm like, Herm, get back here.
And I'm like, fuck you.
It's your head rolling down the street. Boom, ba-da-dum, dum, boo-doo-doo. And then it's like one whole episode is just your head rolling down the street through different shops. And it's like,
it's amazing because it's the age old story of like, it's like the movie Ted.
A man in his
teddy
head.
Bear.
Yeah, but it's called Head.
It's called Head. Oh my God, we make the same jokes.
H-E-D.
Inspired by, loosely based off of Seth MacFarlane's classic, Ted.
Comes Head.
Head. Hey, I sound like Peter Griffin. That was a terrible Peter Griffin.
Hey, I sound like Peter Griffin.
Damn.
45-year-old woman who was inside was still very much alive, according to the BBC News on September 26. The worker,
it's recent.
Oh, yeah. The workers at the Greek cemetery. Well, I don't know why they needed to put, maybe it was the name of it.
Why is this not national news? A fucking woman was buried alive?
I have no idea. Happens all the time. The workers at the Greek cemetery scrambled to unearth the coffin and get the woman out, as she was alive and had very little air in the small confines of a coffin. We've read that. Mourners from another funeral called the police and jumped in to help. When the workers finally brought the woman to the top and opened the coffin,
she wasn't in it.
It was a voice box. It was like it was like a machine, like
property of Bart Simpson.
Hey, man. That's a terrible part. eat my shorts. She was dead.
Really?
Yep. This time she suffocated from lack of oxygen.
Oh, no. This is the worst story.
I know. I told you it was sad. The woman was brought to the top of the ground and the coffin was open about an hour after she was buried. After she was buried. So she would have been in the coffin deep in the ground for an hour. She was originally deemed dead by a doctor after she had succumbed to cancer, according to the Independent News of UK. Thankfully, the families of this... Is it thankfully? Oh, thankfully, the families of the woman had left the cemetery before the woman seemingly woke up and was screaming for help. The cemetery workers were not the only ones who heard her horrific pleas for help. The neighbors who were outside also heard her muffled screams and banging on the coffin. When the woman was found dead, the controversy began.
Wow. How do you... I don't understand. She was dead for days?
An hour.
No, but if they deemed her dead, you don't throw them in the ground right away. You're like...
Oh, no, you do. You're just like, oh, she's dead, and you just kick her in.
See you. But there's... Like, she must have been dead for at least 2 or 3 days.
She must have been like a weird coma, like stasis.
Yeah, but it's still crazy, a coma. Right? You're like, I don't
know. She must have like,
how does your heart stop? And then it comes back.
BBC News followed up with Dr. Sheboykins.
Dr. Sheboykins.
Who turned out to be a golden retriever.
And his best friend's a head. It's a golden retriever. Okay, the show
this
is
this week
not,
on NBC.
It's just a dog head he hangs out with that talks.
Woo-hoo. Oh, you. When the woman was found dead, the controversy began. The controversy began. The doctor who called her death said that several tests are used in determining the breathing and heartbeat of a person had stopped before being called to death. I put my ear to her chest for like half a second.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you deem somebody dead, there's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like you just don't pop back up.
Apparently you do. No. Dr. Chrissy Matsukuti, who was a doctor who happened to be at the site as they were unearthing the coffin. Oh, a different doctor. Said that she thinks it's impossible for that woman to ever have been alive an hour before being taken out of her coffin.
Yeah.
Reports Daily News. Quote, it would have been impossible for someone in that state of rigor mortis to have been shouting and hitting a coffin like that.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. It's getting creepy.
Haunted.
I know.
That's what I'm thinking. A haunted cemetery. Maybe these people didn't hear anything.
That's what I'm saying. But all of them? Do you think one person was like, I hear it, and someone else was like, oh no, I hear it too. But it wasn't anything? They just like kind of convincing each other they were hearing something?
I mean, maybe, like, or it was something that sounded like
or could have been like a scream. like a parrot has been taught how to sound like a muffled scream.
They buried a parrot alive.
The parrot was in a tree above, and it had been taught. The only thing this parrot could do is sound like this. Hur, help me.
Hold on. The parrot was taught how to talk muffled and how to throw its voice.
This week, this fall on NBC, one man, one head, a talking parrot.
And his dog.
Take over New York. His dog. Take over New York City. Did she die? Still, there were too many witnesses who heard this to dismiss the possibility that the woman was buried alive. This has prompted an investigation into how this woman died.
Yes.
The coroner will now do another autopsy to determine if the woman was in fact buried alive, as the many witnesses claim. Like my dramatic pause.
Is there a follow-up to this?
Did she die from complications of cancer, or did she suffocate in her coffin, as witnesses suggest? The woman's cries were heard by cemetery workers, neighbors, even children playing outside. The family of the woman is now contemplating filing a complaint against the doctors who treated the woman, for her cancer and called her time of death.
A complaint?
Do you have like a box and like a little golf pencil and a piece of paper?
Yeah, because I'm really pissed.
I want to file a complaint. Hold on. What's your name? Susan? Okay. Susan, I am very unhappy. That's harsh words. Disappointed. You have an eraser? Okay. Disappointed that you thought my daughter was dead when in fact she was alive. Also, the coffee in the lobby was cold. Did I like my service? 1 to 10. 7.
Dear hospital, thank you for watching over my aunt for so long. But I really didn't appreciate it when you called her dead, but she was really alive 3 days later. But I'd like to formally complain. I just don't understand that. Does it say when she died? Like, I want these, like, specifics. She died on September 9th. She died on September 22nd. Her wake were these 2 days. Her funeral was the 26th, and that's when it happened. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like, even if you die, there's no, like, you have to be dead for at least a day. Like, a morgue, you're probably there for like a day or two.
That's what I'm trying to read. The comments are like, there's no way this happened. Oh, it's on jokejoke.com. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, did you really just joke me?
Can we make a website called jokejoke.com? Why is there not a follow-up? Did they not care enough?
We should do a...
There's no follow-up.
That blows my mind.
Yeah. So this website basically says all funeral directors who apparently did the embalming process have wondered during that quiet moment before they start the embalming or cremation. Imagine if she was cremated.
Oh, hell! It fucking smells!
Have you ever smelled burnt hair?
But I feel so light.
At one time or another, all funeral directors have wondered during that quiet moment before they start the embalming or cremation. This person feels warm. I wonder if... Imagine that. Like, right before the cremation, she was like, oh, fuck. That's my assistant. She was just napping on the table.
Oh.
Some of us may have even brought out the stethoscope to check once or twice just to lay those fears to rest. They bring it out and they're just like, all right, just making sure. But we continue on, slicing into the artery.
Oh, no. I was right. Is it another pun from another website?
This isn't a punny website. Settling the issue. Before the popularization of embalming and cremation in the United States, the fear of being buried alive, tapophobia, was slightly legitimate. Oh, wow. Yeah, because they didn't embalm. So it was like there's a fear called tapophobia. George Washington had such a fear that with his last words, he ordered his staff to wait 2 days after he died to bury his body. Wow, he had a fear of being buried alive. So he's like, if I die, you wait a few more days before you put me in that
but
damn ground.
But I still
ground.
Don't, I mean, it's usually, is it usually not? I always feel like it's a couple days after. Was it like?
Well, back then it was probably just like digging a hole and like he passed out and you just kick him in the hole.
Oh, yeah, good program.
George Washington.
Our first president just boot his ass in there. Hey, put him in the shithole. Literally, where we take a shit.
Even in recent history, with all the advancements in medical technology and protocol, there are still instances. Woman who died of a heart attack after shock, waking her up at her own funeral.
That's awesome.
Damn.
You wake up like legitimately like, this is it?
You guys, you didn't even put a banner up?
Who's singing the eulogy?
Where the
Kevin?
Kevin can't
I
sing.
I fucking hate Kevin.
You guys know that I hated Kevin. Kevin, fuck you.
Fuck you, Kevin.
Where's Crystal? Why isn't Crystal here? She was my best friend. She went to Vegas this weekend? Oh, she's going to hear from me. Fuck you, Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. It's Rebecca.
Hey,
I'm alive.
Oh, shit. I was going to be there. I assumed you wouldn't know.
I sent flowers.
But perhaps the recent account of a premature burial is the most terrifying. And this is the same story that we just read. Basically, they're quoting the police in Greek or investigating reports that suggest a woman woke up in a coffin after being buried only to suffocate of death before rescuers could reach her. They called the police who began digging up the grave to try to save her. However, she was found dead when they reached the coffin. The 49-year-old woman had been declared dead by the doctors treating her for cancer at a private Thessalonian clinic earlier on Thursday morning. A coroner is now expected to examine the body. But what happens afterwards?
I guess maybe they haven't released the information or something.
Damn.
Because this is some
serious...
It's been
like a week.
Some serious shit.
But this should be a big deal.
It should be. The doctor who pronounced her dead is in jeopardy of losing his license. So is all credibility of this hospital he's in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It actually makes me like a little frightened to think that she never was alive down there, but like groups of people could hear her screaming.
What an episode so far.
I have one other story that I found.
Let me hear it.
Okay, so it says, this is still on HuffPost.com, and it's ballsy move. Thomas Cantley pushes a giant testicle across the U.S. to raise cancer awareness.
He just pushes a ball?
Yes, he does. Cantley, huh?
Is it flesh-colored?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a picture? Can I see a picture of the ball?
I mean, it's still just a ball, but it's tan.
And it's that, like, you know, a giant flesh-colored globe.
It is a giant ball.
Flesh on the color. Side of it, does it say, this is a big-ass testicle?
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
Thomas Cantley wants to raise awareness about testicular cancer in the ballsiest way possible. Cantley, 31, a fashion photographer by trade, is currently pushing, right now, this is as of 10-3, today, right as we speak.
Oh, wow. What's her trail?
Thomas Cantley, the Oregon Trail.
Oh.
The testicular
Where can
trail.
I see her pushing this giant
It's
ball.
A guy.
Oh, I thought it was a dude. A chick.
What? Thomas Cantley. You ever met a girl named Thomas?
I thought you said Haley.
What?
Or Lindsay.
Wow.
Sorry.
So I said Thomas what Cantley you, like four times and he
honey,
goes,
man.
Haley Cantley. Thomas Cantley, 31, a fashion photographer by trade, is currently pushing a giant 6-foot ball across America from Los Angeles to New York.
That's what I want to see. I want to see him.
I just want to find him.
I was running.
He's Forrest Gump. Yeah, that's exactly who he is. He started September 4th and is now currently in New Orleans.
So he's, wow.
Quick, New Orleans.
New Orleans. Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So it took him a month to walk from California to New Orleans.
That's it, huh?
He's like halfway
Do you think when
there.
The news cameras go away, he hops on, he like gets an Uber and then gets out again? He's like, look how far I've came. Or is he really pushing it? And does he have a trail? Oh. Do you think he has a trail? What if he accidentally goes back to California?
I don't understand. Like, he got lost?
Like, how does he have battery to do this on his phone? Or, like, GPS?
I know a guy
Maybe
that
he
wrote,
uses what's called a map. I just thought of that.
I know a guy that went across country on a bicycle.
Really?
Yeah.
City bike?
Yeah, city bike. Cost him an arm and a leg.
It's a rental bike company. Really?
Yeah.
A friend of yours?
Yeah.
He just bought a bike and said,
we have
I'm going.
On the show.
I would love to.
Right, dude. His friend got chased by a wolf and shit. Like, he was telling me that,
what?
like a legit wolf. Like, this guy came out with
Scott Wolf?
Scott Wolf? This tussled hair.
He just runs after him.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I would definitely love to have him on.
Yeah, we should.
We should talk to him. So Thomas Cantley started September 4th, is currently in New Orleans, or New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
If all goes well, Cantley, his dog Vader, in a giant ball, which he has named Lefty.
He brought his dog with him?
He did.
Is there a picture of the dog?
Yep.
All right. Wow.
On the side of the ball, it says Be Ballsy. TCancer.org, which stands for testicularcancer.org. This man is not wearing a shirt.
He's legitimately just pushing it. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. He's just literally pushing it like it's a like it's an obstacle and double dare.
What's it made of? Because if it's too light, it's just going to roll away from you.
And no, it's heavy. It's a heavy ball. It's like a big yoga ball, probably.
So he's punishing himself. Like, who is that Greek god that was always pushing? Was it Atlas?
The guy is the guy holding the globe.
Yeah. He's inside the NBC studios.
Yeah, that's who he is.
Is that Atlas?
I don't know. Makes sense, I guess.
But I mean. Why? That sounds like a fucking burden. Is he doing it for money? Is just for awareness?
Well, let's find out. So Cantley was... Cantley was diagnosed with testicular cancer in 2009.
Okay.
At the time, he had... Oh, by the way, I skipped over it. Did you hear what he named the
Lefty.
Lefty, yeah. Which is pretty nice.
T-Boz.
Lefty, T-Boz, and Chili. He has one little black line on the ball. R.I.P. What if they were like, is this for testicular cancer? He's like, no, it's for the memory of Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. TLC.
So anyway, if all goes well, Cantley, his dog Vader, and a giant ball, which he has named Lefty, will roll into New York around October 13th. Where can we find him? I want to just be there when he gets there at the finish line. What if all doesn't go well? He's dead.
It rolls over. Lefty rolls over him.
Lefty killed him.
Vader eats
Lefty.
The guy.
Imagine if right before he got to New York, Vader popped the ball. He just took a bite.
Do you think Vader is viciously chasing the ball the entire time? Like, this game fetch sucks. It's the biggest
He's
ball
never
I've ever
gonna
seen.
Catch it. Do you think Vader hates his life? He's like, oh, thanks for saving me from the shelter. He's like, we're going on a walk. Good. A month later, he's like, when are we going back in the house?
I love TV.
God damn it. The testicle trek isn't as nutty as it might seem at first glance. God damn.
Pause, buddy. Testicle trek.
And isn't as nutty as it might seem. Huff Post.
Wait, those are both puns?
Yes.
I thought it was called testicle trek.
Oh, it is. Oh, no, I think that's what they called it.
Ugh.
I think they're both puns.
How dare you?
Do you want to know the website? And this is, we want to support the research of testicular cancer on podcasturbating. Yes. So please go to this website. But do you want to know what the website is to find it? Ballpush.org. This is fascinating. Cantley says, I wanted to do some sort of social experiment. I didn't want to force myself on anyone. And what this does, it forces people to come to me, ask me, what's this about? Why are you... It kind of looks like a testicle. What's going on? Would you think that looks kind of like a testicle, or it looks like a giant physical ball?
Looks like a giant ball.
It's not like it's in a sack, too. It's not like a ball, and then it has a sack around it.
It should have, like, some, like, squiggly hairs on it.
Yes, exactly. It looks like a giant yoga ball.
But what would be... Do you think that would be... Dude, he would get so much scrutiny if he pushed up around a giant nut. like
just two testicles. This is so hard.
With both hands?
Cantley was diagnosed with testicular cancer back in 2009. At the time, he had been suffering from abdominal and lower back pain, but wasn't aware they were key warning signs of testicular cancer. He says, I had this Superman complex all these men create. I was a fashion photographer in New York, and I was so self-centered. If detected earlier, testicular cancer has a 95% survival rate. By the time Cantley did go to a doctor, his left testicle had ballooned to the size of an orange.
Jeez.
Which is, I guess, why he called it Lefty, because it was his left ball that got huge. Look at him. There's some pictures.
Wow, his nut is huge.
There's people are signing the ball as it goes. This is going to be a movie in about 5 years, guys. Lifetime Channel presents Ballsy.
He had a dream that no man ever had before.
I just want to push this ball.
And that ball was his friend.
He's my friend.
This summer, tune in to Josh and Lefty.
I'll never forget you, Lefty.
The story, a roundabout story that gets a little ballsy.
We can make it. Come on, Vader.
Oh, maybe a better answer.
Testicular trek. Could you make it sexy like this summer?
A porn?
Two people love each other.
They have sex on the ball?
Oh, no. It's just he loves the ball.
I love you, Lefty.
And then it's like, I'm picturing it cutting scenes. So if people don't know what we're doing, you're talking and then it's cutting in the scene. So you're like, this summer,
I'll never, I love you, Lefty, I love you. And the ball's just there. And then you get to a part where it's just like, one relationship will be strained. And then it's just the ball slowly
rolling away.
Oh. Like going out of air. And you he's think like, it's a, don't quit on me.
I don't think that's a blow up ball.
It looks like one to me.
Is it? Yeah, it does look like that.
It's like a giant beach ball that's tan.
How does it roll?
How does it roll? He pushes it. Nah, look at Vader.
That's a nice picture.
As far as Vader was like, fuck it, I'm
that
out
looks
here.
Like the backside of a butt crack.
It does. He's rolling right the in. Ball to it. It will, that'll be on our Instagram at podcast.
Look at him on the side of that mountain.
He's literally pushing this ball. Although, you think if, I don't know, across the United States, that is a big trek.
Wow.
A ball trek.
Ballpush.org.
Cantley said, after his diagnosis, he sat down and asked himself, if I died right now, what could I say I've accomplished in my life? He decided he needed a great testy. Oh, wait, what? He needed to get testy?
I can't read any more of this.
HuffPost is trying to find every way to push in bad puns. And we're friends of bad puns on the show, but this is a lot. My initials are TC, same as testicular cancer.
We have a lot in common.
With HuffPost? Oh, him and testicular.
Sorry.
My initials are TC, same as testicular cancer. And testicular cancer month is April, and my birthday is April. They do have a lot in common.
Oh, my God.
So for me, there was kind of a calling, he told a lady at the Herald. When I was diagnosed with cancer, it was an awakening for me. I realized that I'm a communicator. I love people.
And that's how it ends?
That's the end of the thing. I was scrolling down. It's the end of the article.
That shit was 40% pun.
60% balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at him. This is him. Like, if you go to ballpush.org, he's not a bad-looking guy. He's getting some ass on this. Damn, what a selfie he's got on this picture.
Do you want me to leave you alone with this?
No, say he must get. He's getting some ass while he's out on this trail.
You think? Do you think he has both of his nuts?
What, this website says one giant ball. No, he doesn't. I don't think he does.
They took one of them away, like Tom Lefty. Green?
Lefty's right there. They took it out and pushing it across the world.
Oh, I see. There's no way he's pushing that. You know, it's like road rules where you.
He just gets in the van and goes and then gets out.
Oh, he's got a string attached to it.
Yeah, so it doesn't roll away.
Smart.
That must add even... That's a tough thing to... Your arms would be so dead.
Yeah, your one arm's going
to
be huge.
That's a lot of... But you need to really push that. I mean, it doesn't take a lot, but it takes a little bit of effort to push that. Imagine doing that for... Look at this video. We're watching a video of him just pushing this down a street. It's an endless loop, I think, of a GIF.
Oh, yeah.
It is tiring for me to watch.
Looks like he's going... I mean... I don't know.
But regardless,
there's a car.
How tiring is this for you to watch? If I said to watch this for an hour.
Tiring isn't the word I would use. I would say boring.
Well, yeah, but even if you're... Like, imagine if you're like, I saw a big guy with a ball on the street today.
That's crazy.
Think he fucked that ball?
No.
Think he will?
Look at that logo. It's just a guy with the big ass ball. Okay,
it says
here
be ballsy. So September 3rd, he was in Santa Monica. Then September 4th, he was in Bakersfield, California. September 5th, Monterey, where the cheese is from.
That's where I went to the wedding.
Nice.
California.
September 14th, it took him a long time to get to San Francisco. He stopped took him 9 days to go from one place in California to another. September 14th, he was in San Francisco. Then 3 days later, he was in Las Vegas.
See, look at that. I mean, look how fucking close those two places are. Look how far.
I know. What did he do in Monterey? Got some ass, I'm telling you. Mm. September 20th, he was in the Grand Canyon. September 22nd, he was in Phoenix. 24th, he was in New Mexico. September 25th, he was in Oklahoma. That's a big jump.
Yeah.
The 28th, he was in Dallas. September 29th, he was in Austin. September 30th, he was in Houston. October 2nd, he went to New Orleans. And he has remaining... Oh, he's going to New Orleans right now. Remaining, he has a bunch of other places.
But look,
on the
map. It shows you. Can you click like where...
I hope so, because we don't know our way around.
I bet you it's like Tom...
Can't
Times
click
Square.
On it. Oh, where he's going to go, New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, I assume. You can't really get close, but I'm sure it's Times Square.
That is the crazy...
That's pretty impressive.
Strange-looking map of the United States.
Yeah, there's like a lot of... I mean, you guys will never see it unless you go to ballpush.org and donate. It can be your next ice bucket challenge. This dude was like, fuck the ice bucket challenge. I'm going to push a big ball across the United States. This will definitely be a movie.
You think this will be a movie?
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
He falls in love along the way. His dog almost dies. That's in the background. So I thought those are two fun stories. But now we have to get into the segment we do every week, which is called Would You Rather?
Can we make up a theme song for that real quick?
We can, because we don't have one.
Would you rather?
Ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
No, you ruined it.
That's what it sounded like.
I had a little beat going. Hold on. I wanted to make it like real fucking smooth, like, would you rather?
What's your rather?
Ugh. We did have it like that for a while.
We did for a long time. So we have a listener submitted would you rather.
No way.
Yeah. Remember, if you want to send in your would you rather, please email us, podcastubating@gmail.com.
That's with an E-R and not a U-R.
Yes, you're right. The listener is Anna.
Anna.
Yes. Anna is out there listening in iTunes world.
Hey, Anna. What's up? How are you today? So excited to be hearing from you. How's your day going? I want her to be listening to her right now and going like, wow, it's really like I'm talking to her. Hold on. Anna, how are you? And you answer back, oh, man, that's splendid. I can't believe that. Oh, you look good today. All right now.
Have a good day. We're going to listen to your would you rather now.
But if she ended the first one was like, my day sucks. I'm like, that's great.
That's good. Well, if she's talking to the podcast like it's real, she has issues.
Maybe.
So Anna, listen to Anna, sent in to podcastmeeting@gmail.com this would you rather.
I know Anna, and I'm very nervous where this one's going to go.
It's nothing crazy.
Oh, okay.
But it's about your exes. Would you, and she uses names.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Imagine. I was like, wow.
It got real personal. Would you rather stay at your peak physical condition for the rest of your life, but be broke, like broke?
Yeah, yeah.
Or be really unhealthy, very overweight and out of shape, etc., but be rich?
Question.
Yeah.
Can I work, if I'm really out of shape and rich, can I work out to get where I need to be, where I'm just always like that?
That was really close.
Yeah. I'm just always out of shape.
Yeah.
No matter what I do.
And you try. Just like last week's masturbating one where it was like I couldn't come to fruition. Yeah. You think you don't know you can never get. So you're trying, but you know.
I would be out of shape and rich.
Why is that?
Because you can own it. You're like, oh, I'm just the chubby guy.
You can play like I'm all so about that bass in the background.
I mean, like how out of shape are you, like morbidly obese?
You can get around, but no, you're morbidly obese.
Like morbidly, like what's eating Gilbert Grape's mom?
Yes.
Oh wow.
I mean, really? Yeah, but you're rich.
Oh no, I
super
wouldn't want
rich,
that.
Baby.
I wouldn't want
Iron
that.
Man rich.
No.
You can make an iron suit.
Yeah, but you're so fat, you can't get off the couch.
Okay, you can get off the couch, but it's not easy. But you do it. I want to say like life is about 90% as bad as it can get. Not getting off the couch is 100%. So this is right around there, but you can get up.
But
and
I can move around?
Sure, you can move around.
Easily?
I mean, as easy as it gets.
Can I leave the house?
You can, but then people see you as, you look like the giant ball being pushed down the street.
Oh, and that if I can move around enough to get out of the house.
But you're huge.
I'll be fat guy. I'll be rich fat guy.
Like you have to buy like a limo that's really wide.
Yeah.
No. Yeah?
Rich fat guy.
Rich
definitely.
Fat guy, huh?
Of course, man. First off,
smelly
you
and fat and sweaty and
yeah,
greasy.
But you're so rich, you find ways around it. Like you fucking get the nicest tailor and yeah, you're chilling. Like you look good.
You don't, you know, look what I'm like saying? You're big.
Yeah, but like
I mean, you are as big as you can get before you can't leave the house.
But you're not like, I mean, if
like
I,
next week you might not be able to leave the house.
If I was like one of those morbidly obese and I was just wearing like a wife beater and like boxers, I wouldn't want that. But if I could like dress myself up and, you know, take care of myself,
okay,
and shit,
okay,
I would do that. And it's not like I'm inhibited in any way, really. Obviously, I mean, I can't be in the Olympics, but it's more of like a look thing and obviously a health thing. But again, like I said, if I can get off that couch and like
yeah,
leave, I would do that.
You have to use a cane.
Even better.
Why?
Because you could get a nice ass cane.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
You can get a pimp cane.
I would definitely do that one.
Wow. So you're going to be super, super, super morbidly obese, but rich.
Yes.
My answer.
Let me hear it.
Peak physical condition.
You would do that?
But broke.
See, I knew you were going to pick that one.
Why is that?
Because I know you're all about the women's.
Cause you know I'm all about that bass.
Yeah, women be shopping, Ace be calling.
I have a reason. The reason is okay. And I'm going to ask you questions. You can answer for me. Am I so broke that I'm homeless?
No.
No. So I have a house.
You
and
have,
I'm sexy as hell.
You have an incredibly small apartment.
Yeah, I know people that don't look good and have incredibly small apartments. Damn. All right. I'm down.
Just saying.
Even if I was homeless, though.
You're not homeless.
I would be fine if I was, though. I'd be fine.
Why would you be fine?
Because I'm so sexy. I'm like, I am good looking.
Okay.
I would just sleep at a different girl's house every week.
Damn.
Yeah.
But how? Yeah. But that makes you feel so empty inside.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because you're with the, you can't find love.
What is, I can't find, what is love?
Love is what you're trying to find, my man.
Wow.
You can't find love can't with find the love. Six pack.
Yeah, but I could like sleep in beds every night and like rich ladies.
Hey, listen.
Pretend I'm good looking.
If you want to choose the wrong answer, rich. That's your own.
Well, problem. I'm going to be sexy and broke and you're going to be fat and rich.
Yeah,
you're
baby.
Literally the whole fat and happy thing.
Yeah, I'm going to look good as hell.
All right, fine. Well, nothing's wrong. But thank you, Anna, for sending that into Podcasturbating. I really still think...
I really want to draw what I would look like. Can I have a pen and paper?
You definitely can right after the podcast. Thank you, Anna, for sending in your Would You Rather submission.
Yeah.
If you, listener, unnamed, undisclosed, have a Would You Rather submission, please email us, podcasturbating@gmail.com, with the subject line, Would You Rather. And we will... most likely use it on an upcoming episode.
We will probably definitely use it.
The reason being is we hate having to think of stuff and use our brains. Yeah. So that keeps us from doing that.
That's why you heard this episode today.
And that's exactly. This I think has we been used, a little bit of an interesting episode.
I think
episode.
We use too much of our brain. We're like, wow, imagine if.
We may have done that. And that's been this week's Would You Rather. You have a Would You Rather
I
theme?
All right.
Herm, I hope you had a great week. Great wake. I hope you had a great wake.
Have a great wake. Oh, yeah, bad wake for you.
I hope you had a great week recording the podcast.
I have a great week every week recording the podcast. No matter what's going on in my other life, good, bad, or otherwise, I like this as my one constant that I know it's going to be fun to sell.
You know, I think this is definitely this is a podcast for someone that's been listening for 50 some odd episodes because it was just about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me and you just discussing, doing. And it really was pretty bad. But if you've been listening to the podcast for a long time, I'm sure that's okay.
Yeah.
If you're a new listener, we hope to see you again.
Yeah.
But we can't, we don't blame you if you don't come back.
You'll make Ace cry.
So, now before we go.
Let me hear it.
We have to end the episode the way we end every episode, which All right. is celebrating today's holiday. I know what you're thinking, listeners, new to the podcast. Today's not a holiday.
It's not a holiday.
Today is a holiday.
Every day is a holiday.
As the great Ludacris.
Big man, right?
Every day is a holiday. And today's holiday, it might not be a national holiday, but it's still a holiday. The holiday on the day of release of this podcast, which is October 7th, Tuesday, as we release every podcast. Today is Bathtub Day.
Whoa.
Yes.
Are you excited?
No, I'm very excited.
You know,
I might be taking a bath as we speak.
I know someone that's taking a bath. So everybody on your next, as you celebrate this year's bathtub day, do what Ace does and step in the middle of the tub, stand there for a second and fall ass first.
Right into the water.
Into the water.
If you guys didn't listen to old episodes or a couple weeks back, we did talk about how I quite enjoy a nice bath.
Yeah.
And because of that, I'm going to take a bath.
And just know that I'm secretly judging you wherever you are.
But well, you can't judge me. It's bathtub day. It's like judging someone for getting flowers on Valentine's Day. Give me my day.
You're right.
Give me one day where you don't make fun of me.
You can only take baths that day and I won't judge you.
Fine. Well, I hope everyone enjoys their bath day.
Yeah, get a little duck and a little boat. Toot, toot.
Herm?
Yeah.
We're going to see everybody next Tuesday.
That's right.
Remember, if you guys like the show, follow us on Instagram @podcastbidding. Follow us on Twitter @podcastbidding. Like us on Facebook @podcastbidding. And subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. And if you're on iTunes, leave us a rating and review because it really helps the show.
We love it.
We very much enjoy it. Herm, thanks for coming over to the studio. Always have fun recording with you. Hope you had a good week.
Ace, thank you for inviting me. Thanks again for another interesting week of our splendid friendship.
Love it.
Yeah, man.
Live it. This is episode 57. Oh, boy, we're almost at 60.
That's crazy.
That is insane. All right, guys. We're about to retire.
That's right.
So 65, right?
65. That means we're going to be... The episodes will come out around 4 o'clock.
And this has been another week of Podcast Debating. This is Ace.
And this is your stupendous friend, pal, Herm.
Wake up and smell the sea.
Wake it up.